Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Lee here, WCCO, bringing a local criminal defense attorney, Jack Rice, in with us once again, who we always appreciate his time. And I know that Jack's got a lot of things going on with his own business world as far as making sure that he gets in court on time today. And Jack, I wanted to grab you early if I could. I sure appreciate you sharing some time here, and I know it's a very busy day for you.
It's great to be with you, Dave.
Okay, Jack, a couple of things here. We kind of got a sense of a timeline yesterday from the judge.
Yeah, it was very clear that the prosecution is about to rest in this case. And in fact, one of the reasons you know that is Minnesota is unique in the entire country when it comes to murder cases. They have something called spark of life. And what that means is they have the right to bring in one witness that can come in and talk about who this person was, sort of their character, why they mattered in their life, rather than just being a statistic, a body, if you will. And that's what they did yesterday when they brought in George Floyd's younger brother. And I think it had a real impact on the jury. They also brought in a cardiologist. I think when you look at that, it's likely the state will rest today. I think you're going to start seeing the defense coming in, and they're going to talk about use of force. They're going to talk about some of the medical issues. They're trying to chip away on a very, very strong prosecution over the last 2+ weeks.
You know, that's interesting, Jack. The spark of life testimony. Can you clarify that a little bit, since that is a rarity, as you said?
Absolutely. And this has happened to me in murder cases that I've had to try. So what happens is the prosecution will put on their whole case on what happened, how it happened, why they think my client is guilty of something. And then what they will do is they will bring in their last witness to talk about who that person was, who the deceased was. And so it sometimes will be a wife, it could be a brother, it could be a parent, it can be a close personal friend who really puts life, if you will, sparks life back into this person. Now, honestly, what this is designed to do is this is designed to drive the jury to prosecute and to convict. They're not going to say that, but that's what it does. Because in the end, what you're doing is it's about more than analytics. It's about more than specifics and just cold evidence. It's about saying you need to fight for this person, not just any person randomly, this person. It's very difficult for the defense because it's like punching water. You can't really do it. And I recall a judge using these words to me before I started to cross-examine this person. And what they said was, don't speak ill of the dead. I never forgot that, because the problem is the jury will think that way too.
Jack, can you tell us about the defense request yesterday to immediately sequester the jury?
Well, I think as most people are probably well aware right now, with the death of Dante Wright and just north of Minneapolis, here in Minneapolis, really, what we have had is some very serious problems and what that might mean. This could be, there's no worse time for the George Floyd case and for Derek Chauvin right now, because we already have had issues in this case involving the city council resolving that case for $27 million. Now you add on the fact that a white cop kills a young black man, and the idea of sequestering that jury was that they're going to know about it, learn even more about it, and you can't stop it. Sequestering them would have at least controlled that issue. The judge said no. The jury is likely to know about that. And think about it. Another white cop kills another black man who's also unarmed. It can't do anything but hurt Derek Chauvin's chances in this case, as if they weren't already hurt enough.
Do you know what the possible charges in the Brooklyn Center case could be and how soon they could be brought up?
Well, this is interesting because when you look at what's happening so far, you can see because of the Derek Chauvin case, this case is being handled differently. Immediately in the Derek Chauvin case, the Hennepin County attorney was handling that case until it was ultimately flipped over to the attorney general's office. In this case, immediately it went to Washington County. So Washington County is actually the lead in terms of prosecuting or investigating this case. Now, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has come in as well. They're going to be addressing this issue. My guess is that if I were the prosecuting attorney in this case, and I'm a former prosecutor, I would expect to see an involuntary manslaughter charge at this point. There's some interesting evidence that makes that problematic for the state, specifically a weight, size of the gun versus a taser, the difference in color of the taser, where you place the taser. You should be able to tell the difference in a taser and a firearm with a blindfold and a sack over your head. So there's a lot of questions here.
In the Derek Chauvin trial, once the defense takes over, what do you imagine the focus will be?
Well, I think when we think about what the defense has to do, they have to continue to chip away at cause of death. Now, the prosecution has come back with multiple witnesses, some of them very, very good. There was one doc out of Chicago, the one who was talking about breathing, who actually convinced the jury to start feeling their neck as they were breathing. It was some devastating testimony. And so we had that. We had previous ones. We had this cardiologist yesterday also definitively talking about cause of death and that what it was not the drugs, not his heart condition. It came specifically because of that asphyxia, because of the knee to the neck. And so that was powerful. They're going to have to come back and chip away and talk about the death happened because of George Floyd's previous medical condition and the ingestion of the drugs that he took. And that's where really going to be the fight.
Jack, I know you have much on your agenda today. As always, I appreciate you sharing some time here on what's going to be a very hectic day for you, but thank you.
Always, my friend, always.
He is Jack Rice, Jack Rice, local defense attorney here on WCCO from St. Paul. Our WCCO time is just a couple minutes away from 7 o'clock. Now, again, there's a lot of news, obviously, here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but now we're getting this news of what's going on, perhaps, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That is breaking news. If you haven't heard it, we'll give it all to you right here in just a couple of seconds. Sounds like they perhaps are going to try to see if they get a pause on using that vaccine. There were some clotting cases that showed up, so we'll get details in just a few minutes. Our temperature, 34. This is a Tuesday morning at WCCO Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.